Hello, and welcome to my world. I'm here to tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm enrolled in Physics 180A. My name is Nathan de Bonneville, and I was born and raised in the city of San Francisco. Yeah, I'm actually from there, the Sunset District, to be exact. I'm not someone from Sacramento or San Jose claiming San Francisco so people know what they're talking about. I truly am a native San Franciscan. I've been in San Diego for a month now, and finding my way around has been kind of difficult, especially with all these freeways. But I love it. The weather and the beaches, they're amazing compared to the Bay Area. I transferred from a junior college and came to study kinesiology so I can get into the physical therapy field or become an athletic trainer. Sports is my passion. Anything and everything to do with sports, I love. I'm a big Giants fan, and I love Michael Jordan. To me, he is the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball. Now, why am I taking physics? Well, I'm currently taking physics because it's a prerequisite course for my major. I'm sure that's going to be about the response from half the class, but I'm being brutally honest here. I wouldn't be in this class otherwise. There are aspects in life we must overcome and conquer in order to get where we want to go. And for me, physics is one of them. In physical therapy, we need to know range of motion as it pertains to the human body. When rehabilitating someone, their range of motion and how their body functions is essential so you don't cause further injury. I believe the group option, which Tony has provided us, is wonderful. It allows students to get to know and help one another. The interaction amongst my fellow students brings much needed excitement to physics. If I was in this battle alone, and yes, for me, physics is a battle, I don't know if I'd survive. When studying physics, we learn different aspects of life and how it functions. Topics vary from speed of an object and its imposing forces to the dimensions of every physical existing object. When working with physics problems, you must understand various mathematical concepts such as basic arithmetic, geometry, and trigonometry. The purpose of the problem-solving method, which Tony repeatedly reinforces in our brains every morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, at 9 a.m., is that he wants each and every individual to fully and thoroughly understand all concepts involving the problem at hand. With physics, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. We must be able to visually express our thoughts through not only numbers, but words and diagrams. Now, for the famous question, do you like college? Well, I can honestly say, if I didn't like college, I wouldn't be here. I'd just go back home. I'm 21 years old, and I've lived life to its fullest. And so far, I think I've done that. Experienced most things the most. I've held a full-time job, working 40 hours a week, and going to school full-time, 19 units. That took a lot of discipline and destroyed my social life. But it taught me one of the most valuable lessons I've learned thus far in life, and that is I want to be my own boss and I want to help people. No matter how much money you make in this world, you're not going to be happy unless you enjoy what you do. I was 20 years old, making $35,000 a year at a grocery store, saying, "Hi, Mrs. Smith, how are you today? Would you like help with your groceries?" I absolutely hated it every single second. But people would constantly say, "Wow, that's good money." Yeah, I didn't care. I still hated it. As far as what I expect from college, I don't expect much. I believe you shouldn't go into situations expecting things at all, because that sets you up for failure. All I want from being here in San Diego is to meet new people, build connections that will last a lifetime, and excel academically. Everybody says San Diego State's a party school. Well, I don't know, I haven't seen that yet. But the party and the girls, I'm sure they'll come along, but they're just icing on the cake. As long as I'm here, I'm going to try and make school my number one priority. Now, I'd like to thank everybody who's listen to this. I hope I've enlightened you as far as who I am, why I'm here, and why I do the things I do. Thank you for listening. I'm out of here. And go Beach Bums.